Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Friday Food Club time. A Drive chef, Jamie Mountford, is here, as is, very pleased to welcome, Richard Lee from Zong Hua Snacks, who are on Norfolk Street.
Yes, there we are. Norfolk Street.
I don't know why I had to think about that, because I was okay, popping by for one reason or another. But good to have you here. And okay. Happy New Year, I guess, as well for you.
Thank you very much.
Year of the Dog.
Yeah, it's the first day of Year of Dog. So it's the first day.
So how does it work then, in terms of... there's horse, isn't there, as well? And there's some dragon...
Dragon. First off, from ox, the beginning, the first animal of the... This order is from ox, and then to, I should say, from mouse, first of mouse.
Mouse?
Yeah, from mouse.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
First, yeah. And then from ox, and then it tier to such as dragon, snake, and horse, sheep, to... rooster.
And they go in 12 animals. Which one are you?
I was a snake.
A snake? Is that good?
Yeah, snake is called small or little dragon, you know, small dragon.
It's, that's a good way of looking at it. And what sort of, personally, your family here in Cambridge, how do you celebrate Chinese New Year? Are you too busy serving other people Chinese
foods? We still invite family members and also friends to sit together and to eat some food together to celebrate the family reunion, you know.
That's nice. Yeah. And what you know, is it particular special food that you might serve up to family and probably customers as well, for that matter?
Yes. We can say we are the best or the biggest dumplings seller in Cambridge, and so our main food is dumplings. And also today we have prepared some other special food, such as Chinese rice, glutinous rice cake, and cake in Chinese, according to the pronunciation in Chinese, is gao. Gao means to be higher and higher. It's to show good simple expression or willingness to get, for example, to get more wealth or become more prosperous in the new year. Higher, so
it's almost a lucky cake to a certain extent.
The Chinese people eat special food during the Spring Festival. This food have some special names based on their pronunciation or shape, and they have very good luck or good meanings. You know?
So it seems to be quite a bit of it is about luck and good fortune for the start of the year.
We use some, for example, we will eat some except dumplings. Eat some fish. Fish in Chinese means yu, means to surplus, you know, to have more money, to have surplus.
Right.
More money. So yu, so fish is another special food for Chinese people to celebrate their New Year. And
it's all very different, isn't it, from the roast turkey that Brits have at Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah, it's different. But just to actually, it's ordinary food, but they want to show some special meanings. You know.
I see. So in a way, it's the collection, if you like.
Yeah, collection.
Food,
yeah.
And what you're bringing together and serving up with your family and friends.
Rather than the
food itself, I'm sure is very good, but it's actually about what the food is and the people who are there as much as the food itself.
Yes, because almost every family member will participate in the preparation of the food. And for example, let me take making dumplings as an example. People will all family members will sit together and also make the doughs first, and then fillings, and then pastries, and then so make dumplings together and cook or spoil steam dumplings, and then have dumplings together. So during Chinese Spring, especially on New Year's Eve and also New Year's Day, and so people from northeast and central China, this is a necessary, very, very important part of their way to celebrate the New Year.
So it does within different parts of China, because obviously it's a very big country. Does it vary between, say, I don't know, north and south, east and west?
Yes, north and I think, you know, we can talk about some differences between the north and the south, you know. And south North people will, we can say dumplings is their most favorite food during this festival. And people from South China will probably eat some glutinous rice dumplings, glutinous rice dumplings. Because the shape of the glutinous dumplings is round. Round means, in Chinese means smooth. Everything will go smoothly, you know. That means in the new year.
More connections, that's interesting.
Yeah, more connections, yeah.
So I'm going to do a double survey. I'm going to ask you both the same question.
Yeah.
Jamie gets a little bit more time because I'm going to ask you next, Jamie. But briefly, how would you make a dumpling, Chinese style? What do you do and what's involved?
Oh, I think the philosophy or the law is simple. Just first of all, make pastries or wrappers, and then make filling. Then the third step is to put the filling into the wrappers or pastries. That will be done and close or sell the pastries.
And what sort of pastry is it?
Pastries.
It's quite thin, I think, from memory.
Yeah, quite thin. It's as thin as about 2 millimeters,
okay.
3 millimeters, yeah, something like that, yeah.
And what type of pastry would it be?
Round, usually it's round shape.
No, in terms of some like a phyllo kind of pastry,
Is it more rice based? Is it like
rice? Wheat. Usually we use wheat. Okay. Wheat pastries. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what I tend to do is I tend to use wheat based, and I add a bit of milk powder to it. And what I do with mine is add a bit of beetroot powder to turn it purple. So yeah. That's my aspect.
Right? Yeah. So that's like a Chinese style dumpling, because there's also a British style dumpling as well. It's completely different, isn't it?
Basically, it's the same thing, but if I'm serving it over here, I've never been to China, but you know, serving it in the restaurant, I'll do my own dumpling in different colours, really, just to have that little bit of effect of an Eastern way, really. Yeah. But yeah, I had the dumplings yesterday, they were amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
Got a new customer here, by the sounds of things. And in terms of the fillings, what you put in the dumplings, how does that vary?
In our shop we have almost 40 varieties.
40,
yeah, from pork based to beef based to seafood based to lamb based and vegetable based food.
I was there for 10 minutes honestly. I was spoiled for choice.
In theory, you know, if you like, you can make it every kind of filling, you know, you can buy on the market, and you know, the filling if you like it, yeah.
That's I find it fascinating that sort of it's almost, I don't know, I don't want to liken a Chinese dumpling to pizza, but you get the point insofar as an Italian will put all sorts of things on their pizza. Yeah, in the same way, you're giving a selection of fillings on into the dumpling.
Well, yes,
how many dumplings do you serve per portion?
Proportion on 12 pieces.
12
per
pieces, portion, yeah. I had the dumplings, I had a seaweed salad, I had a steamed bun, and, you know, I left just happy.
So I'm always concerned about seaweed. Is it seaweed, or is it something else which is masquerading as seaweed?
Yeah, it is seaweed, but we have boiled it and make it ready to eat. So, yeah, we have boiled it.
It's got massive health benefits.
What's good about seaweed?
Seaweed.
So my granddad used to nail some to his shed to see what the weather was going
to do.
Did he
really?
No, that's how it works. If it's damp, it's gonna rain, and if it's dry, the air's dry.
Experts, scientific research has demonstrated that there's lots of nutrients, people. If you eat seaweed, and it can prevent a kind of diseases.
Oh yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
it's,
diseases. It means, for example, children cannot grow as a dwarf. You know, if the children haven't taken enough iron. Yes, and you know, seaweed, there's a lot of iron in seaweed.
If you look at a lot of your mainstream diet programs, there's a lot of seaweed in them because they're most health. It's got a lot of health benefits, and it's an amazing flavour. And you mix it in with soy sauce as you do, and add a few spices in there. It's absolutely beautiful.
Where do you get seaweed from? You import it in?
Where
is it imported from?
From Asia, from China.
I don't know, it's not like prawns.
Probably in this country, and many people have no knowledge or don't know seaweed can be eaten or is edible. Actually, seaweed is very, very nutritious.
You can actually buy dehydrated, so you can buy the nori paper.
Yeah, dehydrated.
At the beginning of this week, I got some dehydrated seaweed, nori paper, rehydrated it for 10 minutes in some water, and then just made had a an Asian infused salad for my lunch for work, really, and it's absolutely amazing. It's full of protein and it's beautiful flavour.
I think I need to investigate all of this. Right, we'll take a break. We'll chat some more in a moment or two. We've got to do some travel. Take a piece of music as well. And, yeah, on the other side of that, we will continue our little chat with Richard from Zonghor Snacks and, of course, drive chef Jamie Manford. It's 5:43.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Want that traditional taste of authentic handmade fresh Chinese food? At Zonghua Snacks, we serve the best steam buns, noodles, dumplings and traditional cuisine right here in Cambridge. We've even got vegan options available. We're the only Chinese restaurant in Cambridge to be recognised twice by The Guardian for our outstanding food. We're open from 12 p.m. to 9 at night, every day except Tuesday. Call Cambridge 354573 or pop in and see our menu at 13 Norfolk Street, Zonghua Snacks, your authentic Chinese takeaway and restaurant, just 5 minutes walk from the city centre.
From farm to fork, our food magazine Flavour guides you through the cuisine of the city in South Cambridgeshire.
The Cafe Mobile vehicle is a Ape 50cc van. We call her Trigger because there's not an original part on her.
Discover the latest food trends and what's on the menu in our local food vans and restaurants.
We change not the menu, but we change items on it.
Yeah.
Because some of our regulars would be too shocked if everything would be new one day.
And if you want to grow your own, we'll tell you how.
I am also going to plant some garlic that I soaked myself, and so that's part of last year's crop.
Flavour, this Saturday at noon, or listen on the Cambridge 105 Radio website.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's the Friday Food Club, and we've got drive chef Jamie Mountford alongside Richard Lee, who is here from Zonghua Snacks. It is, of course, Chinese New Year. And Jamie, when I mentioned to you that Richard was going to be coming in, you decided the best thing to do was to sneak in Zonghua Snacks and have a little tasting session.
Well, I thought I'd go do a customer experience before, you know, meeting them. And,
so what did you have?
I just went in and ordered a steam bun, which is one of my most favourite things ever, stuffed with barbecue pork. And then I had a seaweed salad, as we've discussed. And then I had the dumplings, which were really nice, actually. And the best thing, you know, I walked in, I got greeted with a massive smile, and he was like, hello, how can we help? Gave me the menu. I sat down on my own, actually. I went on my own on my break from work. I was like, oh, you know, really fancy.
Because this was yesterday lunchtime.
This was yesterday,
wasn't it?
At 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, a little bit later then, in which case.
So I tend to finish work about 3 o'clock. It just took me ages to find a parking space.
Well, that's Cambridge for you, isn't it, really?
And then, you know, I walked up to it, and I was like, this can't be the place, but it actually was. It was a hidden gem, you know. I walked in, and
it's not that hidden, it's just off of East Road.
It's just off East Road, but then it's along everything else as well, isn't it? It's fun.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And then read the menu, and I ordered what I ordered, and the food was amazing. I had a Diet Coke, and my bill came to just under £15. It was a great experience. Yeah,
that's not.
The dumplings, they were really nice. I left not feeling hungry and not feeling, like I hadn't eaten anything, starving. It was just a nice, well-balanced meal, really.
Yeah. And
the best part was, you know, I looked around, there was people in the normal clothes, and they were just talking away. You know, you got about maybe 15 seats in there, and it was just really cool. It was a really nice experience, yeah. Mm. And then, you know, when I paid the bill, I was like, thank you. And the best part was, I went to pay the bill at the till, and then you saw the staff just behind the counter just making the dumplings.
Oh, so you've got your sort of kitchen, but it's like towards the back.
We can see our production line is open to customers. Customer can see what we are doing. You know,
I was amazed at how many they were doing per second. You know, they were just so fast.
I guess you get a routine.
Yeah,
you can do
our
it.
Our quickest record is one person can make about 4 or 5 pieces of dumplings in 1 minute, just 1 minute.
Really?
So it takes about 15 seconds. It's 10 to 15 seconds.
I can't wait to come and try that out.
It's like one of the Saturday morning cookery shows has a thing where they invite their guests to make an omelette and see how quickly they can do the omelette.
She's highly skilled, you know.
I've been
making dumplings for almost 7 years.
Since
the beginning of our business in 2011, you know. So.
No, it's amazing.
What made you, had you, before setting up Zonghua Snacks, had you done anything else in terms of food? Or
in terms of food, and when I immigrated to this country, and my family had some food business.
Right.
Yeah, so, but I actually, myself, I'm very good at cooking, you know, so I like food and making food and eating food, you know. So we can say I have accumulated some previous experiences.
And why did you choose Cambridge to both to live and to set up your business?
Oh, Cambridge. Just now we mentioned Cambridge or the number of Chinese people, the number of Polish people or Scottish people in Cambridge. You know?
Okay, I think
one of my friends who is a doctor of the University of Cambridge has mentioned Cambridge is the only city in the UK that is not very British, not very English, you know. So the only city, and I have asked her whether when she finishes his doctoral education, whether she will stay in the UK or go back to China to work. She says, "Oh, probably I will choose between these two countries travel, but in the UK I only choose to work in Cambridge."
Good decision. And there's quite a relatively strong Chinese community around Cambridge, isn't there?
Yes.
And any ideas as to how many there are?
According to my estimation or some incomplete statistics, there are about 5,000 to 7,000 Chinese in Cambridge City.
Have they all been in yet? Do you know?
I got some from some news report or some scientific research paper.
From the Westerners' perspective, if you're choosing which Chinese restaurant to go in, you look in the window and see how many Chinese people are eating there, and that's normally the judge to see.
When I started this business, I very much appreciate the philosophy, business philosophy of Panasonic industry from Japan. And they say the most important thing for starting a business is to be the number one in the market. You must provide the first and try to the best services and products to do not follow others. So that's why what we was thinking when we started the business.
So within that, because obviously there are other Chinese restaurants around the city, would you say that your choice, your decision to be if you like, distinctive on your offer?
Because before we opened this business, we did some market research and observations about those Chinese restaurants or takeaways. We found that most of them had been westernized, and they are from South China, not Northeast or North China. And we try to make the dumplings or our food as authentic as possible. We can say there's no difference between our food and also those sold in the streets of China.
What I tasted yesterday was something I've never really tasted before. It was really authentic, really beautiful.
So I guess in a roundabout way, it's similar what you're trying to avoid, you know, in the way that, our Brits like a good curry. Yeah. I'm not actually one of them, but many people do. But it, of course, that's been anglicised in its own way over the years. I guess, are you saying that not necessarily all of them, but some Chinese restaurants have gone the same way. They're doing something for a Western palate.
Actually,
rather
because you
than
cannot,
a Chinese
you,
one.
You can't find the food in China, you know. I mean, the food sold in some Chinese takeaways. Those food can't be found in China. It's not. Yesterday I had a discussion with my colleagues. I say, are they real Chinese food or not? And they say, my colleagues say, oh, they're just westernized food.
Yeah, some Chinese restaurants, and bloated, and it's just full of starch, and it's just full of these chemicals, and it's just horrible.
For example, their menu is so long, it has about 200 or 300 kinds of products. Yeah. Actually, in China, it's not that too long, you know, just about it's simple. And
Chinese people live longer, don't they?
Yeah.
Might be something in it.
They use, we can say, 90% the same elements, the same materials, but they can make about 5 or 10 different foods, you know, with different names. You know. So that's what we try to avoid this. We want to show the true picture of Chinese food,
go ahead, Jamie.
My question is, when are you going to deliver? I'll order that every other week.
That's the interesting thing, because I guess we haven't got too much time here. It might be something to get you back to talk about another time, but there is a number of Just Eat or Deliveroo, which people can sign up to. Have you thought of something like that?
We have thought about this. You know, the problem is every day we are very busy. You know, our production capacity is limited. Now we are busy serving our customers coming to our shop to eat. We don't have time to prepare those food for Deliveroo or some other you know, website.
I suppose it does sort of put a bit of extra
But I think in the future we will consider this in a very serious way. You know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, look, Richard, thank you very much for coming
thank
in
you.
And chatting
thank you very
to
much.
Us.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Really,
okay.
really enjoyed it. Jamie, thanks as well to
see you
to,
next time.
To you too. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much indeed.